Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
One thing is that I want a present for my birthday, but he has told me he doesn't like birthdays, etc. What can I do? Well, what you can do is talk in the way that, frame things in the way that I was talking about earlier, right? Where you talk about, and you might not necessarily need to talk about it in terms of men, but maybe you can, right? Like, you want to set a frame, and I talk all about frames in my Love Frames Toolkit, but I will give you specifically exactly what you should be doing here, which is you want to talk about a past incident, right? A past scenario. Or you can either talk about a past scenario, or you can talk about a scenario from like TV or somebody else, somebody in your family or something else, where they received a gift. And you talk about how it made you feel loved, you know, like, oh, I got this gift from my dad when I was 15 and I didn't think he was going to give it to me, you know, he was going to get me anything, but he ended up, you know, surprising me with this present. And, you know, it wasn't even that big of a deal. It was just this, you know, unicorn toy. And what ended up happening was it made me feel so loved and so special, and it just made me want to be closer to him. And it just, you know, I felt so cared for by my dad when he bought me that present, even though he's not normally the kind of guy that, you know, is into holidays or any of that kind of stuff. And so basically what you're doing here, if you're not catching on to what I'm saying, is you're creating a scenario where you talk about a guy who's basically like your boyfriend, and how this guy was kind of in the same scenario as your boyfriend, but then ended up doing what you want your boyfriend to do, and how much it made you feel in love, and how much it made you feel cared for, and all these great things, right? So that's one of the things that you can do, right? And that's kind of setting up a situation where you're planting a seed in his mind where he, if he's paying attention, he will go, oh, okay, like, I get it, right? And he might even bring it up, like, oh, well, are you saying this? Because some guys aren't as dumb as a lot of women want to pretend like they are, and sometimes they'll pick up on some things, and sometimes they won't, you know? You never know. It kind of depends on the guy, right? And so if he picks up on it and he starts being like, oh, so are you saying that, you know, I should buy you a gift for your birthday? Is that what you're saying? And because this happens sometimes when you start doing frames. And so if you set that frame and then he starts saying something like that, you know, just like what I was talking about with, I think it was Nora earlier, where you want to be like, no, I'm not saying, are you saying you want to buy me a gift? Look, here's the deal. If you want to buy me a gift, that's totally awesome. And I would completely appreciate it. Obviously, you don't have to. I love gifts though, right? And so what you're doing here is you're talking about you're framing the idea of what you like, right? Like, I love gifts. I like it when people buy me gifts, right? Those are different frames that you're setting. You're setting frames where you say, I like when somebody buys me a gift, right? Or gets me a gift or whatever, right? Or the other scenario that I was talking about was bringing up like celebrities, right? So there's this couple and you're like, hey, you know what? Even if you don't watch celebrity stuff, what you could do is you could say, hey, you know, like normally I don't even watch celebrity stuff. It was so weird. The other day I was watching this celebrity, I don't know anything about celebrities. Who are some celebrities I know? I don't know any celebrities at all. So I'm just going to make up some names because I don't know any celebrities. Okay, I do know somebody. Let's say The Rock, right? Let's say that The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and whoever his wife is, you're watching a show about them. And at the beginning of the show, they talked about how he wasn't going to be able to make it for his wife's birthday. And so, but what ended up happening was he surprised her and he showed up and he bought, it wasn't even a big deal, but he made his wife this present and gave it to her, or he wrote her a note and left it for her, or whatever kind of thing, right? And what you want to do is based on that thing that happened where this person bought this, and normally you don't even care, but you know, there's something about it that, I don't know, I thought it was so, it was just such a, it was so sweet. It was so like attractive. Like it made me, you know, like she must've just felt so amazing and all this stuff, and just, oh, it was just so dreamy and all that kind of stuff, right? And so basically what you're doing is you want to frame it in the sense that it's attractive, and, you know, these are kind of subtle ways of like looping or twisting through conversations where you set up a frame where you say, hey, this is really attractive. Hey, I like this. Hey, this made me feel really special when I was a child and this person did this for me, right? And so you're like, with the combination of all these things, he will almost certainly get the point, right? Because you're speaking in kind of these frames and he starts getting it. And if he has resistance to it, he will bring that up. And, you know, all you have to do is just respond to it in a way where you're being innocent and you're just like, oh, whoa, I wasn't even saying that. I mean, I, you know, and then just switching it over to you and being like, you know, I love gifts. I love when people give me gifts, and I love, you know, even if it's nothing, you know, expensive or anything like that, even if it's just a little note or something, it just, I don't know. It's so attractive to me. And it just, you know, you can say things like, it turns me on, or I love it, or it makes me feel cared for, or it makes me feel like I'm special, or any of those kinds of things, right? Because those are the kinds of things that he wants you to experience and he wants you to feel. So that was a huge tangent.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.